If you were to ask anyone, who is the voice of Apple? Who is the voice of the Beatles? Who is the voice of both in London? The name would be Derek Taylor.
Hello? Hello? Yes, Derek Taylor.
Yes, sure.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Now, listen, I'll tell you, McCartney is alive. To do to prove he's alive, apart from be alive.
I think if you could, we could talk to Paul, and if he could dispel it, that would be the greatest thing that could happen around this town.
Certainly be great to have a tape of Paul saying he's not dead, but it gets very grotesque. If people don't believe that the man who married Linda, or that the man who sang Maxwell's Silver Hammer, or the man who's on the photograph on the Abbey Road cover is Paul, who's going to believe that his voice on the air is poor?
Right, because we have a spokesman from Apple, Derek, saying that they have a girl who can imitate his voice out of the American office. I'll tell you what we'd like answered, if possible, Derek.
Yes.
Because we'd like to put this...
Because he's on vacation.
Could you answer these questions?
Yes.
Why the preoccupation with death and exotic symbolisms of death?
Any preoccupation with death or any symbolism. These are not things that we are aware of. What is the trouble with discussing symbolism is that unless there are two parties to the symbolism, it's you showing me things that I don't believe. And you see, I have to live with reality here. I know that he's alive because I have to do his work, I have to cope with him, I have to answer his requests and meet the realities of Paul being alive. What I can't cope with is that he's dead, because he's not, you see. So we're dealing with supposition, and I'm having to cope with and answer hypotheses, and I cannot talk hypothetically. No matter how much symbolism there is pointing to his death, that is irrelevant since he's alive. Not the symbolism would have some relevance.
The other questions that we have, however, Derek, what about the Turn Me On Dead Man on Revolution Number 9 when it's played backward? Is that just a fluke?
At the end of Revolution Number 9.
At the beginning, when the gentleman comes on and says, Number 9, Number 9, Number 9. You play that backwards and it says, Turn Me On Dead Man. Why did they place in a record, are you aware...
It's subtle as it's supposed.
I see. Are you aware that in I Am a Walrus, the song, that in the end they quote from King Lear about bury the body here, untimely death? I think that's about chapter 9.
Well, what happened there was that was a tape of a radio play. They taped British radio. They taped radio stations in England. Various radio stations for that medley at the end of I Am the Walrus. And there is that portion from King Lear. But most of that sort of thing is haphazard, you know. Symbolism, which is not really in it.
I see. On Revolution Number 9, there's an accident. They talk about an accident on the B track. They talk about hitting a light pole and going to a surgeon. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I am, but it has no meaning, it has no relevance. Why would, you know, most of these things are just done on the spur of the moment.
Well, what about the fact that on the Abbey album, Why do they have everybody dressed up as they do? They're all in step except Paul, and Paul's out of step and barefooted.
Suppose I tell you he's alive. Where does that leave us?
That leaves us to the fact that I think that you are an honest man. I've never heard otherwise. But I also think that the Beatles are very clever men. I think that John particularly.
They're not nearly as clever as that.
You don't believe so?
Nearly as clever as you suppose.
What about the Paul spelled out on the Sgt. Pepper's album, the guitar in flowers.
That's apparently the left-handed guitar there.
Yes.
On the grave.
Yes, it is a grave.
A letter from a man in Indiana today who says that he's had no intelligence response from Apple because we are clearly dense. In that we cannot see the symbolism. We'll live with that. We'll live with that description of dense. We cannot see the symbolism because there is none. Because we live far more spontaneously than anyone supposes. What you have here are four Beatles acting their lives out in a spontaneous way and having read into that acting out something which isn't there. Something that happens in England.
Okay.
Every time a royal baby is born, there's a period of something like 2 to 3 months before there are any photographs issued. In the intervening period, after the royal baby is born, rumors abound that the baby is deformed, and they're finding a substitute before they release the royal photographs. This is a continuing rumor. It happens every time there's a royal baby. The baby's a spastic, the baby's a mongol, the baby's died. You know, so we aren't familiar with this sort of thing. There are many things you can always point, you know. There's many symbols, many things you can read. Many numerologists will find things. Weather forecasters will find things. But it's not there. So we're getting very bizarre now.
These are questions that the kids are asking.
Yeah. Listen, when the human race is having to confront itself at the point we got to now, 1969, anything can happen, any question can be asked. The more irrelevant it is to the main issue, the better. Cop out. Listen, don't worry about their questions. It's all coincidence. Paul McCartney isn't dead, and the only proof we have that he's alive at this point is that he is. You don't have to do any more than that to prove you're alive, except be alive. You don't have to produce yourself, you don't have to appear on television or speak, or even make a statement. You just have to be alive to make the point, if only to yourself. If people don't wish to be convinced, no amount of denial from Apple will make any difference. But the fact of the matter is that Paul McCartney is alive and well and living in St. John's Wood with his wife and their two children.
Why do you suppose it is, John, that at no point during this incredible 4 weeks, and even when the Life magazine picture came out, nobody really had proof that that was really him and not somebody else. Why is it that they didn't bring him forth? Why didn't Derek Taylor say, Paul, you must go forth and you must appear somewhere and somebody must see you and recognize you and identify you?
I don't know why. And I think that is what always continues to fuel the continuing doubt. And no matter what he said, how he said, the guy never came forward. First time I saw him was at Maple Leaf Gardens. And that was 10 years later.
Did you see him there?
Not sure. See?